This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
This is Jack Brooks for Radio X News. I'm here at Palais Duz to see Carlos Santana. I've been told that Mr. Santana is impossible to get a hold of by his people, but I am going to try and secure this interview. This is not promising anything. This is more the hunt for Mr. Santana. And if not, I'll meet a few fans on the way who can tell me about their feelings towards him, how they feel tonight is going to go. It's absolutely sweltering here near the Atomium area. Let's try and find Santana. Okay, can I get your names, folks?
I'm Lang.
Diego.
Robert.
Sean. Sophia.
Isis from Mexico.
Ah, no mames.
Yes.
Francisco. Is this part of a holiday? Do you live here? What are you doing?
Langley lives here, and we came to visit. We live in Oregon. Carlos Santana is from the Bay Area. Well, he's from Tijuana, Mexico, but he lives in the Bay Area. So we've been watching him since we were kids. We're in our 50s, yeah. But we were watching him when we were teenagers in Berkeley, California at the Greek Theater.
How do you think this is going to pan out this night?
I think this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to hear what he plays and to see who he brought with him. He almost always seems to have special guests. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I don't know either.
Whoever it will be someone quality.
That's right. Yeah. Do you live in Brussels?
I live in Brussels.
Yeah? And how is this? How do you find the Brussels music scene in comparison to, let's say, the States?
Well, this will be my first concert. Obviously, Santana draws a little bit of an older crowd, but there seems to be a lot of energy here tonight, especially amongst our youth here.
Why do you think, like you said, there are a few older faces, but there are also a lot of the younger crowd as well. Why do you think he speaks to many different generations?
I think Santana's music is timeless. I really do. I think he keeps bringing it from... He was at Woodstock in 1969 when he was 19 years old, trying to tame the neck of his guitar. Yeah. And that's where it all started. He has a lot of spirit energy, and he keeps bringing it, and people respond to that.
He does keep bringing it. I was in love with the idea that he was still touring. I mean, ladies, he comes from your neck of the woods originally. Is he big in Mexico?
He is really big. What we like about Santana is that he brings all that Latin soul and music or melodies to his songs. So.
Yeah.
He seems to align himself with the great artist of the day or of the genre.
I think it was last year he brought out his first ever Spanish-speaking album.
Yes.
That's significant, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think his parents were mariachis. I think he was raised on Mexican music, and that's what got him into music. They played violin. I think he started on violin, if I'm not mistaken. His parents were mariachi.
He's very proud of his Hispanic roots.
Yeah.
But also of his American upbringing.
He certainly fits the Californian mold.
Santana's been bringing it for 45 plus years to the world. And we're just so appreciative to be here to be a part of this second show of his European tour, called the Corazon Tour, and we're looking forward to it.
One final question, folks. How does it feel to be in the heart of Europe, as it were?
Great, man. I've been here three times in the 80s because my father was teaching over here, so I got to travel around in the 80s, but this is the first time back. I was here in 89, and I'm here in 2015, so I'm bringing my wife, my daughter, my son. And I feel great. I love Europe.
Beautiful. A drink has just been spilled on me here, but
cut me off.
It's all in good spirits. Okay, thank you, folks. Go and enjoy your night. I'm here with Jeff and Rosine. Big fans?
Yes, since my whole life. I started playing guitar at 14. The first thing I heard was Santana. Mm-hmm. And ever since... one half note and I recognize his playing.
Have you seen him play before?
Yes, we have.
Where was that?
The Hague.
North Sea Jazz Festival.
North Sea Jazz Festival. It's back 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Have you seen him in recent years, in the past few years? Because he's just started touring again, hasn't he?
Yeah, but the last one, Corazon, I was struck by the number Besos de Lejos with Gloria Estefan. Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I completely melt when I hear that song.
Yeah, likewise.
That won't be a problem today.
Did he influence your guitar playing when you were growing up?
A lot, yeah. Yeah, I listened a lot to him. And
we played some numbers in the band. We had a band. So we played Hero and Summer Petit and Black Magic Woman.
Yeah. Very nice. You were both in a band?
Yes.
Let me tell you a secret. Don't tell it on your listeners. We met each other on the number of Santana.
Yeah.
Samba
Petit. Wow. So this has some
nice
significance, right?
Dance,
yeah, of course.
And then I thought,
this has a special meaning for us.
that's quite beautiful, actually. What are you expecting from tonight?
From tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be a fantastic show from the first note to the last note. I think we will enjoy it as we never did before.
It's my first time here at Palais Dues. The actual venue itself is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Huge.
Yes. Oh,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, we've not been here before. Also.
Oh no.
No.
I've been walking around in the simmering heat all day.
But you only drink Belgian spa.
Of course.
No, Belgian beer.
Just for the listeners, I was only drinking water. Not yet. Thank you very much, guys. I hope you have a good night.
Welcome.
I'm with Maria and Asir. Carlos Santana fans, I hope.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. What does he represent to you, Mr. Santana?
He represents a period of time. When I think Santana, I think guitar, Woodstock, big hair, mustache.
Mm-hmm. Voilà. Yeah, why do you think he appeals to all generations?
His years of big success were in the 70s, 80s, so of course it's people who are now, I don't know, maybe 50 years old or something.
No.
And I mean, we still listen to him. Well, we really listen to a lot of 70s, 60s classical music. But yeah, his music is really, how do you say that? It just lives forever, you know? It's not a thing of a generation. Well, yes, it's a thing of a generation, but I mean, his music is so good, he'll still be... people will still listen to him in maybe 20 years. Well, I think so, or maybe more.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think music was better back then?
It was different, I think. Because history is repeating itself, and what we heard yesterday, we hear it differently today. That's it. And you have good artists in the 50s or in the 20s, like you have good artists today, so...
Well, I think music was better back then, a little. I agree with Asia, but there's really, I think, there's some stuff that has been made on those years that nobody will ever make that.
Yeah, it's certainly changed now, hasn't it? What do you think about standards? Now we have a different sort of number one.
Today, they are not revolutionary. I think, but there are artists in the hip-hop and in dance music that they have a statement. So if you're an artist, you have to have a statement. So I think it still lives today. Big artist, number one, not number one. What does it mean today with the music industry has changed and you have to look forward? I don't know.
And you can hear the feature in full by visiting the Listen Again page at radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.